Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Financial Wake-Up Call with Dave Crossan. Yes, you guessed right. I am Dave Crossan, and I'm excited for today's topic. But of course, like we start every podcast, let's put out the triple thank yous. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody out there, number one, that's been listening to these podcasts, but also for people that have been reaching out to me with different ideas, different topics, looking for additional clarity. And that's what's going into these podcasts, all these different thoughts, ideas to have for future topics, for topics that require some additional clarity. Because I'll tell you what, after I do a podcast, I always listen to them and say, ooh, I could have said it this way, or maybe I could have gone this direction. Well, guess what? The beauty is we can always continue a conversation into a future podcast. And in fact, what we're going to be talking about today is kind of the continuation of a topic that I spoke about prior, and that's regarding CDs, Certificate of Deposits, or in some cases in the past, some people call them Certificate of Disappointment simply because of the low interest rates. And right now, I have to tell you, there are some really good interest rates out there, even on the short term for CDs. And I figured I would just get into the conversation for a lot of people that are investing in the stock market and looking for a place to put their money, where maybe it's an emergency fund or a place where they can get access to their funds, whether it be a short-term need or something a couple years down the road, that they don't want to take the risk in the stock market. They want to make sure that when they need that money, they can get to it, it's accessible, and they have made a decent interest rate on that money while it's been sitting there. So I figured what I would do today is talk about CDs, Certificate of Deposits, and the different ones that are out there. For a lot of people, they think, well, David, it's just one type of an account, if you will. I go to a bank, they offer a CD, and it's for a particular time frame. So typically, your traditional CDs that are out there go from anywhere from 3 months to say 5 years. And what would happen is you would go to your local bank or your online bank, and you look at the different terms that are there, and you know, considering when you may need that money. I always say to people when buying a CD is to make sure that for the time frame that you're going to buy it for, the term, if you will, that the odds are you're not going to need that money. In other words, why would you want to put the money into any sort of an account that there could be a penalty if you have to take the funds early? Like typically with a CD, you're looking at anywhere from a 3 to 6 months of penalty of interest if you pull out early. And again, it could be much larger than that depending on the time frame of the CD that you're purchasing. But again, I always say to people, if you're going to do a CD, make sure at least you can keep the money in for that time frame. If not, look for some sort of high yield savings account so that you have liquidity at any time. But what I figured I would do today is talk about the different types of CDs, because for a lot of people, they don't realize there are different types out there, different ones that you can do. And I figured let's take this podcast in that direction. So number one, like I was just mentioning, the traditional CD out there, again, that 3 months to 5 years, that you know your interest rate, you know the term, there's usually a minimum deposit you have to put in there, and that's it. Very simple. You know what you're getting. Again, if you pull out early or withdraw any portion early, you would have a penalty. In some cases, if you pull money out, you can't just do a partial. You may have to pull out the whole deposit. So again, you want to make sure if you go that direction, you can at least keep it in there for that time frame. Now, there are also different CDs out there. For example, there are CDs that are what they call high yield CDs, where they're typically paying more than the CD that you would get at your local branch office or a local bank where you physically go into the bank. And where do you find those? Well, you're finding them a lot with these online banks, or even some credit unions are offering these high yield CDs, where again, they are CDs with a particular term, but the interest rate you find to be higher than what you can at a local bank where you physically go into a location, maybe some of your bigger banks that are out there. Now, also with that, if you're looking to get a better interest rate, there are also what they call jumbo CDs. And what do I mean by that? Basically, a jumbo CD is a CD that requires a larger deposit, where typically with CDs, you can get away with depositing, you know, $1,000, $1,500. I mean, you can do deposits with lower amounts, and in some cases, even a lesser amount than that. But for people that are looking to put away a bigger deposit and want to take advantage of a higher rate, a jumbo CD may be that answer, where it may be $100,000 that you need to put in the CD, but the idea behind it is it's just like a traditional, but it requires a higher amount to put in. And because it is a higher amount that you're putting in there, you will be rewarded with a higher interest rate. You're locking in a better rate. And again, depending on the time frame of the CD will determine what type of rate you would get. But again, a jumbo CD offers that opportunity for a larger deposit to get a higher rate of interest than you could with your traditional CD rates that have much lower minimum amounts for you to deposit. Now, with CDs, and you see this a lot with IRA CDs, because you can buy in a retirement account a CD for a lot of people that don't want risk on money that they have in their retirement accounts. They may purchase CD in, say, a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Now, with those CDs, and I'll just focus in on the ones that are for a traditional IRA. If you have an individual that is at a point where they are needing to take required minimum distributions, well, number one, there wouldn't be that penalty if you needed to take a required minimum distribution, because that's a requirement. That is something that you have to do, that it's not just the interest. You would actually have to take some of the principal for the amount that you would need to take out to avoid that 50% penalty. So for those IRA CDs, they typically would allow the ability for that withdrawal without any penalties. And again, like I mentioned before, typically with a CD, if you pull more than that interest, you pull into that principal prior to its maturity, there would be penalties. In this case, with an IRA CD, you wouldn't have that issue because it is a required minimum distribution amount. Again, assuming you're at that age that you would have to take money out of your retirement account to avoid that penalty, that they would allow that for that particular reason. Now, it also leads into another CD out there. And I used to see this a lot when rates were a lot better, you know, prior to this recent movement in the 2000s, where there were these no penalty CDs. And what would happen is a lot of people would buy them in retirement accounts, because basically what would happen is the no penalty CD, it's basically like a liquid account. It's almost like a savings account, where they would say, well, okay, it's a CD, and let's say it has a 5-year maturity, but one time a year, you have the ability to take a withdrawal from it. In other words, you can change it, you can pull money out of it, you can actually go ahead and change it to another term. What a lot of people used to do, let's go back into the 2000s when rates were better than they have been in the last couple years, they would say, okay, well, I'm making this up 3%, but okay, there's a new term that just came out and it's a little bit better, so I'm going to exercise that option to be able to now make it liquid, take those funds, no penalties in this situation, and then reinvest or put that money to work in the next CD. So I think that's important because, you know, for a lot of people, those no penalty CDs, they typically come with a lower rate initially, just because you have that flexibility. Think about it. If a bank is offering you a CD with, I'm making this up, a 3-year term, but it has the ability, say once a year, to pull that money and it be liquid, well, what they would do is say, okay, we're going to give you that flexibility, but we're going to offer it at a lower interest rate than, say, a traditional CD where, you know, you're locked in, and if you pull money out prior to that maturity, there's a penalty. So I just wanted to mention it out there. It used to be a bigger item back in the 2000s. I saw that a lot, especially those type of CDs in retirement accounts. So that can be an option. Some banks don't typically offer those at this time, but some banks do, and that's a conversation, again, if you're needing liquidity. But I would say this, though. If somebody is looking for liquidity, you're finding a lot of these high-yield savings accounts are paying really good rates, you know, in that 4 to 5% range, very close to what you're seeing with CDs. So I would say to anybody that is looking to use money within a particular time frame, but there could be the possibility, and I'm making this up, let's say they're thinking they're going to need it in 1 year. So I think, okay, David, let's jump in and get that 1 year CD. But there's that possibility that you may need the CD early, or mature it earlier, I should say, redeem it early, you know, in 6 months, 9 months. I see this a lot with people that are looking to buy a home. And they're like, well, David, I just want to get a good rate. I want to put it somewhere. I don't think I'm going to buy a home for at least a year. But what if that one home presents itself and I want to jump on it? You know, I want to be able to redeem it. Well, why put it in something that would create a penalty? If you're not going to do the no penalty CD where you can do that, I always would suggest to somebody to look at a nice high yield savings, especially you're finding with these online banks, the rates are really attractive and it's fully liquid, very low minimum. So again, something to consider if you feel that you may need to break the term of a CD early. Now, a couple other options with CDs, they offer, again, with certain CDs, they're either called bump up or step up CDs. Now, basically with a bump up CD, is a CD that you have the opportunity to what they call jump to a higher interest rate during the term of the CD. And again, usually they'll offer it maybe once or twice during the time frame of the CD. It's not like you can, and I'm making this up, let's say it's a 5-year CD. If it has that feature, they usually will say, okay, here it is, here's your term. Once or twice during the term, you have the ability to bump up. If rates are higher, there's a more attractive option. You can do that almost like the penalty, the no penalty CD, but typically would stay in the same time frame. It's just the opportunity to actually bump up the rate. And then also too, some CDs are what they're calling them the step up CD, where making this up, let's say it's a 5-year term and the first couple years are at 3%, and then after that it goes up to 3.5% and then 4%. The idea behind it is the term, just like it sounds, it as time goes on, the interest rate will increase, and it depends what the time frame is, and that would be clearly laid out for you when you purchase CD. Now, typically, where do you see these type of like step up CD options? Well, I tell you what, looking at them, you don't typically find them at your banks, your local banks, your bigger banks, where you, you know, physically go into a location. I do find that feature more with what they call the brokerage or broker CD. And you're thinking, well, what is that, David? Well, that's a CD, again, that has that FDIC insurance. And again, you always want to verify with any CD, because there are some CDs that don't have that protection. So you do want to make sure with a CD that you're looking at that it does have that FDIC insurance. Where am I going with this? With a broker or brokerage CD, this is typically offered by a financial institution, a third party, in a brokerage firm that these offerings are out there. And now, how are they different from, say, a traditional CD? Well, this is very important. With a traditional CD that you would typically buy at a bank or an online bank, again, like we talked about, it has an interest rate and it has a term. And again, if you pull out or redeem early, mature, you know, before the maturity, there is a penalty, but it's a certain amount of interest. So it may be 3 months, it may be 6 months. So that is your penalty. You're going to have a penalty of a time frame of interest. With a broker or brokerage CD, again, same idea. You got the FDIC insurance up to that $250,000 limit. Similar idea with the protection. But here's the big, big difference. And I'll make this up. Let's say it's a 10-year CD, a brokerage CD. Now, if you redeem that CD early, here's the hiccup. It trades like a bond. So whatever the rate is at the time, like interest rates, I should say, at the time, will really kind of determine, you know, what you're going to get back if you redeem it early. So let's talk about a scenario. Let's say you bought this 10-year broker or brokerage CD, and from that point, rates went higher, okay? And then a couple years into the CD before the maturity, you're like, you know what, I need some of that principal for whatever reason. Just like a bond, like a corporate bond or a government bond, if rates go higher, that typically would mean your principal amount would be lower. So as you're pulling funds from this CD prior to the maturity, you would be getting less back in principal. Again, it's not a penalty of interest. It is whatever the principal value is. And if rates go higher, again, you can expect to get less back in the principal that you're redeeming. Now, the reverse is true. If rates in this situation, instead of going higher, went lower, well, you could get more back. But you take that risk with going ahead with that redemption. Now, with the brokerage or broker CDs, you typically will see some additional features. Like I just mentioned, that step-up option where maybe over a 10-year period, for the first couple years, it's 3%. Again, I'm making this up. The next couple years goes to 4%. And then the next couple years after that, 5%. The idea behind it is it keeps increasing over time. So that's not just one interest rate from the beginning to the end, from the issue date to the maturity. So a lot of people like that option. Well, you know what? Hey, I like the fact that it has the opportunity to increase over time. Now, another part of this too is you also have with a lot of these broker or brokerage CDs is that they may be callable. Well, what does that mean? Similar to a bond, there could be the situation where, let's say it's a 10-year CD and 4 years down the road, the financial institution can call it in, redeem it. So in other words, you'd get your money back, but now you're in a situation where you've got to now reinvest wherever rates are. So again, it may be a situation where rates have gone lower and the bank is thinking, you know what, let's redeem this CD at 5%, whatever the term is. Let's mature that earlier so that we now have a situation where this person, if they need to take that money and reinvest it, it's at a lower interest rate, less that the bank has to pay. So the bank utilizes that as an opportunity to protect themselves in the situation where maybe, hey, we want that opportunity to pull that money back so that we can reissue at a lower interest rate. The risk for the person that owns that CD is just what we're talking about here, is maybe they're getting 5%, 10-year term, and 4 years down the road, if there's a callable feature, that now you're getting that principal back. Now you've made your interest all along the way, but now you got to figure out, well, what do I do now? Now rates are down to 4%, and that's where I'm going to have to put my money to work. So something to consider there. And then one last feature that I've spoken about many times before on bonds that you typically would see with these broker or brokerage CDs is that legacy feature where it's that survivor option. So again, let's come up with a scenario. Let's say it's a 10-year CD and I'm getting 5%, but interest rates have gone higher. So unfortunately, now my principal has decreased and let's say I pass away. So typically what would happen is my family, if they want that cash, they want to redeem that CD, they would have to sell it for an amount less than what I paid for it. Well, if there's that legacy feature, that survivor option or death put, they would have the opportunity to then exercise the death put. And what that simply does is enables them to redeem that CD at the original face amount. So a lot of people that's like that feature because the fear is if rates go higher, and yes, they're getting that 4 or 5%, but they pass away prior to the maturity, that their family is protected, that the family has the opportunity to then exercise that call feature, or excuse me, not the call feature, the survivor option feature or death put to be able to get that original principal back. It's an important feature. And for a lot of these brokerage CDs, they offer that. And again, the most important thing, like anything we're talking about with these different features out there, that you make sure that you fully understand what they are and have that conversation with the representative at the bank or the financial institution, the financial advisor explains what they are and how they work. Because for a lot of people, and I've seen this before, that people have bonds or brokerage CDs, and unfortunately, say a parent has passed away and this is their inheritance, and they don't realize it has this death put feature, survivor option, and they just sell it at the market price, and they didn't realize, well, I could have exercised that feature and got back the original principal instead of selling it for a lesser amount. So I think that's very important. And actually, one thing that's good that we're talking about this is if you are in that situation where you a parent has passed away or a loved one and you inherit a bond or a brokerage CD, is to ask that question. Does this bond, does this CD have a legacy protection? Does it have a death put or survivor option? Because if it does, and the CD or bond is less in value than the original face amount, it could provide that opportunity to get that amount back and not have to take the loss on that inheritance. You may be entitled to that step up to the original face amount. So I'm glad we had this conversation or went over the different types of CDs, because right now interest rates are attractive for liquid money and also for money that you have a set time frame to let money be. And again, with any sort of an account that you have, there should be a portion of your money that's available, that is protected, that's getting you a good interest rate. And like I said, with the different CDs out there now and the high yield savings accounts, there's a lot of great opportunities for you to make a good amount of money, a good amount of interest on that safe money. So with that being said, I've really enjoyed today's podcast. Feel free to reach out to us here at Shoreline Wealth Management, 732-902-7880. Of course, you can reach out to us and check us out at shorelinewealth.com. And we have offices in Manchester and Manahawkin, New Jersey. Have a great week, and I look forward to having our next podcast. Take care.